Retailer ShopRite's local supermarket division performed well during its full year, but not enough to offset losses in the rest of Africa operations. The group reported a near 20% fall in basic headline earnings per share, as its international supermarkets division reported a trading loss of 265 million rand. The group has warned that a return to profitability in that segment will likely be hampered by challenging trading conditions, and as such will consider closing unprofitable stores to cut costs. Group CEO Pieter Engelbrecht joins us on the line to talk to us more about the numbers. Pieter, thank you so much for your time. Let's talk about the year that was for ShopRite.
Yes, definitely. Year of two halves. Our memories are all short. So the first half of the year saw the culmination of three really catastrophic events. The one was 21 months of deflation consecutively, the bedding down of the ERP system, and thirdly, the industrial action at our major distribution center in Johannesburg. And the recovery of all of that has taken at the best of 6 months. So from the RSA operations, we are so pleased to report that the second half of the year, coming from January, that we've been able to turn a 2.6% sales growth into a 7.4%, and the last quarter exiting at 9.6, and we have continued on that trend. We've been able to increase our customers, sell more volume, and increase the basket size on customers. So extremely excited, happy with what the team has done in the RSA operations. On the non-RSA, unfortunately, from the first half, we deteriorated into the second half, mostly because of the currencies deteriorated further. That has had a major effect on affordability for consumers in these countries, where the countries are very dependent on the importation of food. And it was not possible for us to then transfer those cost increases to our consumers. Hence, we had to sacrifice gross margin in the non-RSA operation.
Right. Let's talk about the RSA operations. I mean, which was the, I suppose, call it the better food of the retail brands when you look at that particular segment?
The fantastic and most pleasing part for me to say is all of them. But the leader of the pack currently is Usafe in terms of percentages, purely because in the first half of the year, when we had to select between who gets a delivery and who doesn't get one, when we were short on supply and stock, Usafe was the last one to get. Now that they're fully stocked again, they are showing us the best growth and return at the moment. So Checkers all along has been performing extremely well. We've been continuously throughout the year, even with the issues we had in the first 6 months, have been able to gain market share on the fresh and convenience section of the market, and we have increased our customers in that higher LSM profile.
And the performance of the other operating segments outside of food?
Of course, liquor is an absolute star performer. I've been joking about that. Hopefully, it's not our economy that's driving us to more of the liquor. But liquor has been performing in excess of 25% and 2.2 times the rest of the market. So we're gaining significant market share in there. And Thursday, we'll be opening our 500th store and still continuing on that. The Checkers Food Services, where we have in particular have used that part of the business to learn e-commerce as a distribution mechanism, where we learn how to pick single item, multi-temp deliveries, etc. They've also grown double digits numbers. And I have to take the opportunity to say that the last 2 years, we've given as one of the focus points more attention to our franchise division. They have also grown double digit sales as well as profit in the last full year for the 12 months, and they've started to open stores outside of South Africa, giving us another avenue of distribution into the continent, and we've opened 38 forecourt stores under the franchise banner.
In light of what's happening in South Africa, the economic environment, I mean, what's your assessment of the overall retail market and how does that play into future prospects and outlook for Shoprite?
Well, if I judge on the momentum that we've got, we made it very simple. We've got only four objectives that we try to achieve. We're all aligned behind that. And as we have moved post the financial year end, things have maintained, I've got no reason to think that we're not going to have a very good 6 months.
Right. And the outside of South Africa operations, any of those elements or factors that affected you negatively, are any of those in your control in the next 6 months that where you would be able to see the tide turn a little bit?
I'm stating the obvious, I think, here by saying that we are curbing costs, that we are looking at some of our distribution models inside country, transport, etc. We also have been able, in a country like Angola, been able to consolidate our distribution facilities to a single site, therefore save transport costs. And we also have definitely have had a relook at our CapEx spend, capital expenditure in these countries, holding back to wait for us when we see the economic upturn. It still remains a crucial part of the business, as I think the investment to replicate 424 stores plus the supply chain and the infrastructure that we have in 14 countries is quite exorbitant.
Peter, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That was Peter Engelbrecht, who's the CEO of Shoprite.